السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to Sahaba Profiles. We continue the discussion on the life of Fatima رضي الله عنها, the beloved daughter of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. We spoke about how at the age of 18 she was getting proposals from very prominent personalities, how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم one day Ali رضي الله عنه came to him and he was shy to speak, so the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told him, "You're holding something back, perhaps you've come to propose for Fatima." And then he admitted that he did. The Prophet ﷺ asked Fatima radiallahu anha whether she was happy. She kept quiet, which in many ways, for modest women, that's a kind of consent. The Prophet ﷺ indicated that this was a union that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to see happen. There was no, Ali radiallahu anha had no money, so he had to sell his shield for the dowry and to purchase the household items. They had very basic household items, as we explained. They initially lived at a great distance from Medina, from Masjid al-Nabawi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until one sahabi was kind enough to make a house available that was closer to Masjid al-Nabawi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, could visit his daughter on a regular basis. How Fatima, radiallahu anha, did all the household chores herself, we discussed, and she didn't have good health because of what happened in the valley of Abu Talib. How she asked Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give her a maid for assistance, and he said, "I'll teach you something better," and he taught her the famous Tasbih Fatimi. How Aisha, radiallahu anha, mentions that she had a remarkable resemblance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only in the way that she looked, but also in the way that she talked and she sat and stood and walked and everything else. And how when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam resolved a bit of a dispute at a time between her and Ali radiallahu an, he was so happy, he said that I have resolved a dispute between two of my children who are both very dear to me. And we concluded by mentioning that when Ali radiallahu an asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that who do you love more, me or Fatima, the Prophet ﷺ said, I love Fatima more, but you are more dear to me. And that was a masterly piece of diplomacy. And it was also the truth, because the Prophet ﷺ loved them both. The first son, taking the discussion further now, the first son that was born to Ali and Fatima radiallahu anhuma was in the Ramadan of the third year after Hijrah. And the Prophet ﷺ naturally was very happy. He went, he saw the child, he recited the adhan, he gave the name Hassan. Then the next year, in Sha'ban, the second son was born, and the Prophet ﷺ named him Hussein. There was a third son, Muhsin, but he passed away in his infancy. And the Prophet ﷺ was very, very fond of Hassanain, Hassan and Hussein, radiallahu anhuma. There are so many incidents and so many ahadith which talk about the different happenings between this grandfather and his two grandchildren, how the Prophet ﷺ would wrap them in a blanket, hide them, play with them, how they would jump on him while he was performing salam. Then in the fifth year after Hijrah, they had a daughter, and her name was Zainab. In the seventh year after Hijrah, they had another daughter whose name was Umme Kulthum. And when she got married, Zainab, she married Abdullah bin Ja'far bin Abi Talib. And when Umm Kulthum got married, she married Umar bin Khattab radiallahu an, and they had two children, Zainab and Zayd and Ruqayya. Actually, when Umar radiallahu an married her, he told the people, congratulate me, I have now established links with the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. With regards Fatima radiallahu anha, many scholars have written, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come back from a journey, he would first go to the masjid, perform two rakats of salah, and then he would visit Fatima radiallahu anha, and then visit the other azwaj and mutahharat. In Bidayah wa Nihaya, it is mentioned, once a lady sent Fatima radiallahu anha a few pieces of bread and some roasted meat, and she put it in a large plate and she covered it with a cloth, and then she sent an invite to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, he removed the cloth and she found now it was full with bread and plenty of meat. And she understood this was a miracle taking place. They all ate. Then they sent to the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, who all ate, and it was even distributed to the neighbors. Eventually, when Surah An-Nasr, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, was revealed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to Fatima radiallahu anha and said, "My time is near now. Now the deen is flourishing, people are accepting the deen and embracing the deen." So when she heard this, naturally she started crying. But then the Prophet ﷺ told her, "But from my family, you will be the first to meet with me." And when the Prophet ﷺ fell ill and his condition started to deteriorate, she could not see it. And it was very difficult for her. Many say that after the Prophet ﷺ passed away, nobody saw her smile. There's this famous couplets of how she said to Anas radiallahu anhu that, "What was it like for you to put dust on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam?" She passed away 6 months after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had passed away. She left behind, as we discussed, two sons, Hassan and Hussein, two daughters, Zainab and Umme Kulthum radiyallahu anhum, and she passed away at a very young age. And she insisted that the burial must be swift, her body must be concealed. She was very focused on her modesty, and she was buried by her close relatives. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless her, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the ability to follow in the footsteps of all of these sahaba and sahabiyat that we have discussed as part of the sahaba profiles. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity to uphold the honor of sahaba and to implement the teachings of the sahaba and to uphold the spirit with which the sahaba practiced Islam. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.